Good evening, good afternoon, good anytime you're watching this. This is your quick and fast podcast about the Generation Z, and I'm your host, Aaron Lawson. We're going to talk about, in this podcast today, we're going to talk about the top three apps that if you want to market to, if you want to engage with your Gen Zs, the top three apps to use. So number one on the list, where you can find the most Gen Zs right now. Because, I mean, if you go to a middle school, you ask 10 kids, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Back in the days, the millennials, they'll tell you, oh, I want to be a pilot, I want to be a nurse, I want to be this, I want to be that. Like, occupations, basically. But now, if you go to a middle school and you ask 10 Gen Zs, hey, what do you want to be? I can guarantee you 4 out of that 10 are going to tell you they want to become a YouTuber, because they see the lifestyle and they've seen everything that YouTube does, and they want to, that's what they want to live their life to. So that's why number one app that Gen Z are mostly using will have to go to YouTube. YouTube is basically a platform where you can post videos. I mean, y'all know what YouTube is. I'm not explaining that. Go Google it. But YouTube, you can post videos. And the reason why Gen Zs love YouTube is because it's basically personalized for them. If you basically enjoy watching pranks, you have people like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Rice Gummer, people like that giving you pranks on a daily. And it's so much content you can learn. If you like watching creative videos, you have people like Casey Neistat, Peter McKinnon, blah, blah, blah. If you like watching handy stuff, you know, you want to fix something, there are people for that. So YouTube is basically a personalized platform for Gen Zs. That's why we love it. I normally enjoy watching Casey Neistat and Peter McKinnon, if you're always wondering. And my YouTube channel. I enjoy watching my YouTube channel. The second app will have to be Instagram. Instagram is a platform where you can share photos. Y'all know what Instagram is. But Instagram, the reason why Gen Zs love Instagram is because it gives them a chance to post their success and what they're doing in their life. Their happy part of their life. Instagram gives them a chance to post that and also like other people that are relatable to them. Instagram for Gen Z is basically a highlight reel of the best things you've done in your life. The worst, I mean, sometimes it can be the worst, but that's very rare. But it's basically a highlight reel of your life. Another reason why Gen Zs love Instagram, because it's so easy to use. It's very user friendly. You can click on, like, it's so easy to learn and easy to go about it. And nowadays, if I'm cracking my head too much for an app, 9 times out of 10, I'm not gonna use that app again, because it's making me think too much, or it's making me crack up my brain. I'm not gonna use that app. So I'm going to just throw this in. There's this new thing. I've noticed it on my Instagram timeline. But by the way, follow me on Instagram, Aaron LWSN. But yeah, there's this new thing I noticed on Instagram. It's called Finsta. It's called a fake Instagram account. So, I mean, it's not really fake. It's basically a page for Gen Z, mostly are using it. It's basically a page where you can just post spam pictures. It's not your main page. You have your highlight reel page. Then you have another page, another Instagram page, where you can post the highlight reel, what you're doing. It's basically like a Twitter, but on Instagram. So, yeah. I found that amazing. But let's cut to the third app. The third app, for a second, they almost lost it there. I would give them, with that new update, they almost lost it. But the third app is Snapchat. Snapchat is basically, you know how Instagram is your highlight reel for your life? Snapchat is your daily highlight reel. Like, like, what is the best thing that's going on with you at that time, at that day. That's what Snapchat is for. But when the new update dropped, word from word, somebody tell them, oh, I don't like the update. A celebrity tweets out, the update's trash. Soon, everybody started hating the update. I personally love the update. Like, I think it's very more user-friendly now. You don't have to go to 3 pages to swipe and see your stories and stuff. I like the update. But Snapchat has grown exponentially through the days, because more people are hopping on it. And there's this new thing that they started, which is called Streaks. I know y'all probably heard of it. Y'all don't do it, but it's called Streaks. And a streak is basically you taking a photo of yourself every single day and sending it to a friend, and they send you a photo too. So y'all just keep sending each other photos and photos and photos and photos there's no stop for it until the streaks break. So a streak is like, it goes on forever. As long as you guys can hold it. As long as you guys keep sending each other photos and photos and photos. And that, just because of the streaks, Snapchat didn't lose the battle. That made people get on Snapchat more they don't like the update anymore, but just to make sure their streaks are still intact and they're still sending streaks. That's what made Snapchat stay in the top 3. Well, that's your top 3 apps for today. I'm your host, Aaron Lawson. I want to say thank you to you guys for tuning in today. This is Aaron Lawson, your host. You can find me on any social media outlet at Aaron LWSN. If you want to contact me, my email will be in the description. If you have anything to talk about, any new topic, what you would like to hear, let me know in the comment section. If there's no comment section, just email me or send me a DM on any social media network. I'll happily respond to you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast.